This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks so much for listening. How many more days until Christmas has become how many more vulnerable moments in public spaces for me and my family until we are safe at home for the holiday? That's the question people are asking around the country and especially in Los Angeles. Reports of a bomb, a real sense of vigilance. But what is the threat to school children in Los Angeles, where thousands of families are scrambling after school authorities shut down the country's second largest school district? In each home where school children reside, suddenly the school closing turns every kitchen into a situation room. Who's where? Are they on their way home? Do they need a pickup? What's on the news? Are kids upset? Yvonne Condes is a mom with two sons in the Los Angeles Unified School District. She's also the editor of MomsLA.com. Yvonne, when you swung into action, what was it like today?
It was really upsetting. You know, my phone started buzzing early this morning. My older son was outside waiting for his carpool. You know, I ran outside. I talked to, you know, there's a lot of kids in the carpool. So I talked to one of the kids' moms. I called the other mom to tell her not to come, that we all had to go home. And then I just got on my computer and started tweeting about what was happening.
And it's a fine line. You have to be mobilized, but you can't upset the kids at the same time. You can't cause an overreaction. How do you do that?
So we've been talking about this for a while. I mean, even before this last what happened in San Bernardino, I wrote a piece about how, you know, I had to sit down and talk to my kids about what to do if there's a shooting.
Yvonne, how do you keep from overreacting, from giving a sense that children are going to be more alarmed with your reaction than a sense that actually we have the situation under control?
Well, we talk about it a lot, and I try to be really calm when I'm talking to my kids. But I want them to be aware of what's going on in the world, but I don't want them to be terrified. So I think my kids feel that they're safe. For example, today we were watching the news, and my 10-year-old said, "Wait, there's no school? Can I play Minecraft?"
So Sounds like a healthy response.
Right. So I don't think he's too worked up about it. But last week, my middle schooler, their school was on lockdown. There was some incident with a parent and they called the police. They came over the intercom and they said, "This is not a drill." I don't know about you, but I would be terrified if I had been him in that school. But he said that he was pretty calm about it and the teacher was very calm and he went on with his day. I mean, it wasn't even the first thing he mentioned when he got home. But I think it's sad, but I think it's the world that they live in.
Well, and I can hear it in your voice. It's really the long-term implications of this that are going to tell the tale. I mean, these kids are growing up in a fundamentally different world, and it may not be something that causes huge anxiety today, depending on how this turns out. But over the long haul, this is what we're living with. Yvonne Condes has two kids in the L.A. Unified School District, one of the parents mobilizing as school was shut down in L.A. because of an alleged bomb threat.